Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue to investigate lies in the textbooks. Today we will be talking about holidays. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. What does the textbooks teach about holidays? Within the last few years, we begin to hear this promotion about wars against Christian holidays, wars against Christmas. The voice of the liberal, especially the atheist, is shouting loud, saying, we no longer want anything to do in our government, in our country, with these religious things. We don't want to celebrate Christmas anymore in America, or anything to do with Christianity. And if you ask those who do not appreciate these holidays for the Christian, why you don't want Christians to celebrate Christmas? They will tell you bluntly, they don't believe in it and they don't want anybody to force it on them. You know, it is not about you who do not believe that Jesus was born, celebrate this birth. How about you be nice, be decent to those who believe in the birth of Christ? And you yourself, even though you don't believe in Christmas, you don't believe in the birth of Jesus, to be a decent neighbor or to be a decent citizen, you wish those who believe in Christmas Merry Christmas. Can you imagine with me when the atheists go out of their way to say hello to their neighbors whom they know that they are Christian and they tell them Merry Christmas? Don't you think this will be awesome for us Americans to be united, to love each other, to care about each other, and for the non-Christian to wish the Christian Merry Christmas? Now, that's not the case we see here in America. I thought Americans are a very industrialized nation. For we as a civilized nation, we should never fight each other over the beliefs and the doctrine which everyone holds dear to his heart. But sadly, what's happening in America does not make any sense. Does it make any sense to you? Some may think that the war against Christian holidays just began in the last few years in America. But I noticed it long time ago. Literally, when I came to America 20-some years ago, I discovered it in many places. Maybe it was not as big as we see it recently, but it was always there. Maybe we just start to know about what's happening in America, the war on Christian and Christian holidays, simply because the conservative media, as in the case of Fox News and few of others, start to talk about it. But I know it was here at least the last 20-some years since I came to America. I remember first time I celebrate the Resurrection Day in America 20-some years ago. And I did not know what the word Easter mean in the English language. All I know it is the Resurrection Day, and Americans call it Easter Day. In Egypt, we call it, in the Arabic language, Eid al-Qiyamah, the Resurrection Celebration. So when I came to America, American told me, it is Easter Day. We celebrate Easter. And maybe some of you may think I'm joking, but I am very sincere. For a long time, I lived in America, telling people Happy Easter every Resurrection Day, because I thought that the word Easter in the English language, it means Resurrection Day. That's why Christians in America wish each other a Happy Easter. So for years, I wished people Happy Easter, and people respond back to me, and Happy Easter to you too. So all the people in my church and all my in-laws and all my friends were wishing me Happy Easter as I wished them a Happy Easter. But then later, I found out that the word Easter does not mean resurrection. But the war against Easter the Resurrection Day, it has been showing on the American TV for all these years, or even before I came to America. Do you know how I know that? It's very simple. Every Resurrection Celebration Day in this country of America, I watch on the TV the movie, The Ten Commandments. Remember Moses crossing the Red Sea and received the Ten Commandments from God? And this is a very famous movie. All Americans know it. And until last year, they still play the Ten Commandment movie of Moses on the Resurrection Sunday. Can anybody tell me what is the relationship between the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Ten Commandment movie of Moses? Does the church in America realize what the media has been doing all these years as they continue to play this movie on the Resurrection Day? If the media would like to play a movie for the Christian as they celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, they should play to them the movie Jesus, not the movie The Ten Commandments. Do we know the difference in America between Moses and Jesus? And the war against Christians is getting bigger and bigger, louder and louder, to the point so many atheists in America boldly stand in front of the cameras making fun of Christmas and changing everything about Christmas to make it a holiday, nothing to do with Christmas. Christmas tree is no longer Christmas tree, but it is a holiday tree. And I thank God I came from a country, Egypt, where we Christians celebrate Christmas right, where we Christians celebrate Resurrection Day right. We do not know this commercialized of Christmas. We do not have Christmas tree or gifts under the tree, but we celebrate Christmas spiritually. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, spiritually. For I sincerely believe Satan in America has used all these commercials of the Christmas and of the Resurrection Day to distract people from the truth of what these celebrations is about. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is Christmas. And since we add to Christmas the Christmas tree and the Christmas gifts and everything else, we forgot baby Jesus. We forgot the real reason why we celebrate Christmas. Similar is when we change the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ and call the Resurrection Day Easter Day. And what do we have in this Easter Day but Easter bunny and eggs? What does this have to do with that? And now the atheists, speaking out loud in boldness, they don't want us even to use the word Merry Christmas. How we celebrate the birth of Christ without saying Happy Birthday Jesus, without saying Merry Christmas? How can we celebrate the Resurrection Day of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, without knowing the resurrected Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ? So instead of watching the movie Jesus to know the true account of the resurrected Lord, the media brainwashed the Americans to celebrate this day by watching the Ten Commandments, the movie of Moses. You see, the Ten Commandments movie is a wonderful movie, and we can watch it any time during the year, but not on the day where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. For when we turn the light off, darkness take over. When we no longer know what Christmas is all about and what the Resurrection Day is all about, anything else will fit perfectly in our society, in our life. And that is what's been happening recently. And that is what we will be looking for today as we study lies in the textbooks, America and holidays. For I believe personally that Islam will not take over America unless we can remove Christianity from the heart of the land in America. Where there is light, there is no darkness. When we get rid of the light, darkness will take over. and Islam for sure will rule over the land.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now let's look at the textbook. What does the textbooks really teach our children? What is the message behind what is written in our textbook for our children?
Calendar holidays. In the text, People, Places, and Change, published by Houghton, Mifflin, Harcourt, Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston, copyright 2005. On page F-427A. Writing activity and tips. Kazakhs have many different holidays, including two New Year celebrations. Think about a holiday that you would like to add to your calendar. Write a letter to the President of the United States arguing for the addition of this holiday.
Someone would say, Brother Usama, what does this have to do with Islam? What does this have to do with holidays? As we read the comments in the Citizens for National Security, they said the word Muslim is not used. Though the chapter discuss Islam very heavenly. You see, those who are writing these passages in our textbooks, they have agenda. And because we are so naive as a nation, as a people, as a church, we do not know what really is going on behind the message. We don't read behind the letters because we don't cross T's and put the dot over the I's. Do you know the name of the country they use as example, which have many holidays? Let's read the text again. For the passage states, Kazakhs have many different holidays. Who are the Kazakhs? Where do they live? Let me give you the answer from Citizens for National Security. They said, Kazakhstan is predominantly a Muslim country in which Islam is the majority religion. So why not the textbook picked up some other country beside Kazakhstan? You see, Kazakhstan is a Muslim country of a population around 16 million. Over 70% of the people of Kazakhstan are Muslims. And in Kazakhstan, Muslims celebrate two major holidays, which are Ramadan and Eid al-Adha. And these are the two holidays which we don't celebrate here in America. So, boys and girls, let us teach you right now about the Kazakhstan and the holidays which the people of Kazakhstan celebrate there. So, what was really the hidden message here? The people of Kazakhstan have many holidays, and we need to celebrate their holidays here in America. I don't like to talk in circles. I like my talk to be straightforward. Because when you talk in circles, there is deception. That is exactly the message we're teaching our children in our public schools. So instead of saying Muslim in Kazakhstan celebrate Ramadan and Eid al-Adha, we will tell our children, the people of Kazakhstan have many holidays. Why not get to the point directly, where we see the Muslim agenda asking our students to seek the celebration of Muslim holidays in America, that is Ramadan and Eid al-Adha. So why not we celebrate Ramadan in America? After all, first President Bush and President Clinton and President Bush II and President Obama celebrate the iftar of Ramadan in the White House. That is to bring the Muslim into the White House and they break the fasting meal with them in the White House. I wonder how many times we have done similar thing for Christians and for the Jews who live in America. Do we celebrate things about Christianity and about Judaism in the White House? So we really need to do some change in America. We're about to get rid of Christmas, so we should celebrate Ramadan. And soon we're going to get rid of Easter, which used to be the Resurrection Day, and we're going to celebrate Eid al-Adha, the other Muslim major holiday. This directive encourages middle school readers to campaign for a national Islamic holiday. That is exactly right. You got it right, citizen for national security. I applaud you for your discovery. The sad thing is the rest of the country have not got it yet. We want to give Muslim part of American holidays. Therefore, we must add Ramadan and Adha, these two major holidays for the Muslim in our calendar. So Muslim use the deception to speak to our children in our public schools textbooks by telling them, think about holidays you need to add to our calendar. We already removed the celebration of Christmas and the Resurrection Day of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ from the life of America. Therefore, we need to replace them with something else, which is Ramadan and Eid al-Adha. And it is amazing. When I teach this, many of the wonderful, naive Americans will tell me, oh no, Brother Usama, this will never happen in America. Yes, indeed, it is happening in America. All what we need to do is very simple. Write to the president. I love it. Write a letter to the president of the United States. And guess which president we have right now in the United States? Barack Hussein Obama, this wonderful Muslim president. We need to write to him. Perhaps he will listen to our naive student who will do anything the teacher will ask him to do. Some of the female students dress in the Muslim dress, the hijab, to get extra credit in the classroom. Some of them even fast a day from the days of Ramadan to learn about Islam. Some of them ride the bus and went to some mosque by the school bus to learn about the religion of Islam. And some of these student boys stood up in the front lines of the mosque with other good Muslim men and kneeled down towards Mecca to learn about Muslim prayer. I can only imagine the outrage of the media in America and the ACLU if this took place, where we asked the student to wear a Christian shirt, a shirt with a message from the Bible to get extra credit. Or maybe take the school bus and go to the nearest church to learn about Christianity, to learn about Christian prayer. What would be the reaction of the ACLU or the liberal media in America towards such a thing? The truth is, these are American students who have been brainwashed and corrupted every day in America in our public schools. And the church know nothing about it. And the church did nothing about it. But all what the textbook suggested to our children is simply to write a letter to the president of the United States. You see, you guys don't understand the power of letter. Many of the little children wrote a letter to the president of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, and told him, Mr. President, guns is bad. We don't want to have guns in America. Guns kill people. Guns is a crime. And quick executive order is written. And now the president listened to these little children whom he used as a stage to fulfill his mission, his hope. Forget about Amendment 2. Forget about Constitution. The children wrote the letters, and the letters were read by the president. And the president immediately take action. We will do the same thing again here. Our children, all over our public schools, in the middle schools, they will write to the president of the United States of America and tell him, Mr. President, the Kazakhstan people celebrate Ramadan. Can we have Ramadan? Sure, the president will say, since we have wonderful Muslim people all over this country and they have the right to celebrate Ramadan. Mr. President, Muslim in Kazakhstan celebrate Al-Adha. Can we add the celebration of Adha in our calendar? Absolutely. We should appreciate the minority Muslim, the wonderful citizens of the United States of America, and give them this another holiday. But Mr. President, the millions and millions of Christians who celebrate Christmas, we don't care about them. The millions and millions of Christians who celebrate the Resurrection Day, let's give them the movie Moses. They maybe enjoy the movie Moses on the day of the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The Ten Commandments movie will do it. Do you really believe that Muslims can force their holidays on us here in America? Will they add these holidays in our calendar? Perhaps you need to do a simple search, and you will see it is already happening in America. The post office already issued 3 Muslim stamps here in America. To learn more about lies in the textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.